Blog Talk Radio. Now, good, wonderful evening. Yes, I'm back again with the same old rhetoric. You know, if you're not doing something, anything, standing up, talking, discussing what's going on in the world or something, you're part of the problem. So, you know what I'm saying? With all that's going on in the world, if you are not doing something, you are a part of the problem. And if you don't like what I'm talking about, you might as well get off my show, get off my station, and everything else, because that's what's going to be discussed at large on a regular basis and throughout the history of this station, you know. Night, day, afternoon, morning, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because it is too many great things going on under the cover of... I didn't know that. Well, if you're not discussing your grandchildren's future or how great it's going to get because you're going to do something, then you are, again, a part of the problem. And I maintain to you that you're probably a part of the problem anyhow, just with all what you're doing, no matter what, because of your mindset. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a shame that people that... walk that walk, talk that talk. I remember when Miss Diane Ragsdale was a real young woman down at City Hall fighting and, you know, fighting for justice, fighting for equality. She and Mr. Honorable Al Lipscomb, I called him Chief, was... you know, of the mindset that if you wasn't helping me, you were my enemy. You know, if you wasn't helping us through our struggle, you was a part of my problem. So you were my enemy. And that was bottom line. That was all it is to it. And it's the same way right today. She's struggling out there, you know, trying to get you fair housing, better housing, more than what you are actually worth, because you're not doing anything for it. You're not even standing up talking about it. You know, sometimes, you know, it just stands out when, you know, I used to love to see the old guys standing on the street corner, because I knew for a fact that our neighborhoods were protected. Our neighborhoods was being looked out for, because back in the day, old folks standing on the corner meant that sentinels was everywhere. And y'all get to seeing these names and mentioning and hearing about, oh, man, I didn't know that. You've been around for 90 years, but you still use that same concept. I didn't know that. That's because you didn't want to know. It would have affected everything else you didn't know about, you know. So that time is over now. You know, what you got to do is we got to start back putting sentinels in the neighborhood, whereas you just can't continue to use that as a crutch. You know, the information highway has came all the way, not just to your front door, all inside your house, because if you got a TV set now, it's going to social media. If you got a radio, it's going to social media, you know, whereas as soon as something happens, as soon as the word gets out, you have access to it. So you have to stop using that excuse there. I didn't know that. You can't dodge no more. You can't hide behind the facts of life, you know. You should know. It's just like them coaches said, well, yeah, it's my team, but I didn't know that, you know. What they said, well, it's not what your team then. So right now, it's not your team any longer because you fired. And, you know, folks say, well, how was he supposed to know everything? He's supposed to know what's going on in his team's world. You know, either that or he's just not doing his damn job. Oh, Lord, there I go again. That's another dollar in the jar. But it's a good dollar spent because trying to work with some people, you know, you get tired of trying to pass information along and go on. You know, way back in the day, before the Diane Ragsdale and Al Liskins and stuff, and, you know, now, of course, Mr. John Wiley Price and all of that, we had folk coming into the neighborhoods on a regular basis, especially in our neighborhood, saying what they was going to do to make it better and what they was going to, you know. And uniquely, if ever, one of them was real enough to be around today. Well, Diane is still around. She didn't come in. She was already here. You know what I'm saying? And she was just saying some of the things. I bring this up now because she is just, she's moving into other areas and she really needs some backing or some input from some of the people that she's actually trying to help, you know. And by the time she run up against any obstacles or anything like that, you got people. You got to try to stop using that excuse. I didn't know that. With the information highway out there like it is, I'm just bringing it up because, hey, man, we tired of that. We tired of that. So get up off y'all high horses and whatever it is you own and realize that some of the other people that you applaud coming into the neighborhood and stuff, thinking that they're going to do you better and all of that there, you got to watch who you play with. See, we got a young lady over in South Dallas trying to do some wonderful things. And, of course, that's who keeps me informationed up. Her name is Miss Tiffany Young. Her office has been keeping me filled with information for a long while. And when I need some additional information and stuff, of course, I call Miss Tiffany Young's office. And even if she's not in, office managers and the people that within her office will, you know, tell me what's going on, you know, what things are doing and all of this in a bag of chips. And that's because you try to build bridges and things to other groups and we ain't in this fight by ourselves. If we ever thought we was, we'd be losing all day long. It's the mindset that we got to change about ourselves and also everybody else we deal with. Because some of the same people are having some of the same problems and we still don't try to understand, you know, what's going on, and we keep trying to use the same old-fashioned stuff. And yeah, it's a lot of things that we should stand by that we learned when we was young. Because, you know, people going to try you. Your own people going to try you. So, you know, if you like working with the magic of the mirrors and all of that there, then that's all well and good if that's what you like, as long as you're doing something. Even if it is controversial, even if you're an undercover Republican or whatever else, y'all going to realize, see, Republicans used to be our first choice for political rights and stuff like that many, many, many years ago, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, you know. But that's no longer the case, you know, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So if you're not in this fight to try to win and try to keep what you got and get a little bit more, go on over to the other side and sit down and, you know, be a part of their problem. You know what I'm saying? So this tonight's show is sponsored by Packing House Inc. Mr. Big Al Wash over at ALWE. Ask Uncle Billy Radio. Yeah, that's me, that's me, that's me. And we're about to make the 2017 Hour of Power what it should have been in 2010 or whatever, whenever I first started. I just didn't know what I was doing. Now that I got a better grip on it, I still don't know what I'm doing, but now that I got a better grip on it, what I'm going to be doing is providing you all with information that can help and entertain you and keep you from saying that age-old bullcone, that age-old crap. I didn't know that. Because you can call the Ask Uncle Billy show at 323-870-3963 and ask the topic to be about you. You can ask the topic to be about anything, as long as you're trying to change the mindset of ill-fated individuals, you know, and folks that try to use that same crap. I didn't know that, because now is not the time to not know. That's all I'm saying, y'all. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, because, you know, yeah, yeah. Y'all got some bigger problems than me facing you, because you done fell asleep at the wheel. So with that being said, you know it's a leak in this old building. No. No. Now, you are wondering why I kept mentioning Miss Diane Ragsdale. Well, I mentioned that because another venture that she's offering to not only for the community but the world, man, you know, some of the things that she does impact so many people that don't even understand that she is here to help and stuff, you know. And so the appreciation effect is not there, you know, and I just pretty much think that it should be. You know, it should be acknowledged that she's already done some great things, and she's even doing greater things now and assisting into it. I was looking at one of the pieces of information that I was sent over the weekend, New Year's, you know, bringing in future plans and things to impact the world, because some of the people that I was telling one of the young guys earlier today that I was influenced by going to one of the schools that the Urban League had back in the late 70s called OIC. Well, in this respect, Diane and her agency and Richland College at Garland has Dallas Community Work Camp beginning sometime real soon. I don't have a lot of the information right now, but I bring it to your attention so that you can start inquiring in other areas about it. At least if conversations get started about it, you get information that's asked for or requested, just like you do groceries in the store. You know, you go in and you ask the manager, y'all serve so-and-so, so-and-so? Well, if they don't, and you go in and you ask for it two or three times, then guess what? One of those times you go in, they're going to say, yeah, we started last week, or we started today. You know, so information highway, you all start thinking about it more and more as a presence within your life, even if you don't want it to be. You know, a lot of things, you know, and I hear people saying all the time, well, you know, I don't like change. Yeah, in no form or fashion do you like change, because sometimes change is money. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get change back. So, and let that be your case. Don't like nothing, you know. And then you can still go over to that other side and say, you know, leave us alone. But we like change. And especially when it's beneficial. So I'm going to be trying to find out more and more about the Dallas Community Work Camp. I left some information for this young fella. And as we spoke today, he was a great resource for a lot of the information that we are seeking to grow with, the Dallas Community Work Camp. Let's stay on it, you all. It's in the neighborhood. We call it all South Dallas now, y'all. We call it all South Dallas. What used to be East Dallas or Short East Dallas, whatever, we call it all South Dallas now, because we finally started working together. You know what I'm saying? Boy, it sounds good after all those years of going over in them areas and dodging and going on. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't realize. But it's more than you can shake a stick at. But let's start talking about it, y'all. The Dallas Community Work Camp is like a larger version of what OIC did for a lot of folks back in the late 70s. So look forward to hearing about some more information. The ICDC Richland College at Garland Dallas Community Work Camp. We're going to find out a little bit more about it on a daily basis. Hopefully tomorrow night's show we can have one of the related people on the show, some more information about it, you know. So let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. There's a lot of things going on. Again, when I mentioned Miss Tiffany, Young a little earlier, because her office is constantly supplying me with information and ideas and things I can have on the show. And I greatly appreciate her office for doing so. And again, I will be getting out into the hood and into the area a lot of 2017. I've got to come over to Edgewood Place to drop off some information. Information Highway, y'all, Information Highway. So just call me, ask Uncle Billy, Information Highway. I'm just trying to bring it to you all's attention that we're on the move. And if you're not coming with us, on over to the other side, move to North Dallas somewhere and start hiding. So doing nothing, you're part of the problem over here. If you're not doing something, at least keeping the controversy going, then you're part of the problem. We need problem solvers and people that's going to be a part of the solution. And with that being said, I continue to tell y'all, I get up to 4 o'clock in the morning every day, whether I want to or not. And I'm not tired yet.
Thank you.
start impacting our entire community is we are in a great spot of Dallas's major part of the city, which is downtown. We are less than, 10 minutes away from downtown Dallas on a straight shot, straight all the way through, and by bus, 15 minutes, it's slower than just walking almost, because you got a straight shot right, all the way up to and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, to Malcolm X, and that's the strongest part of the city, you know, because it's a unforested neighborhood. You know, you can't see the forest for the trees. So think about it, y'all. Think about it. So the growth opportunities are so incremental with the growth of the entire city that it's enormous. You know, it really is. And whoever gets those cherished properties and whatever else in that this part of the world is actually in a gold mine area. You know, I won't be sitting on a bench next to my store where I'm selling picks and shovels. You know, gold mine. Understand what I'm saying, y'all? You know, the opportunities are so enormous that it's a shame. And we act like it's just business as usual. It's no longer that. It's time to do something. You know what I'm saying? So I would love it if you all wanted to grow with us, but I got to move on, y'all. You know, we just can't keep, you know, doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Y'all know what they say about that. Yeah, so if you don't, continue saying, I didn't know that, and live with the circumstances. Because with what's going on in the world nowadays, it's your business to know. So I hold that against you, too. Because you're no longer can use that as a crutch. Yeah. So with that being said, y'all, what we got to do is band together, come together. I'm going to be passing out some of my cards, as should be a whole lot of other people that's in the same profession or business that they appear to be. So, you know, it's time to, you know, make a move. And since I am in an area that's on the list for improvement, I'm just glad to know that I can continue being a part of the growth and the growth opportunities that's about to begin. It's just wonderful to kind of get to this part that I remember coming up, Malcolm X, which was Oakland at the time, and I got close to Pennsylvania and I saw this big old tall brother. Yeah, I was about all of 14, maybe 14, 15. Yeah, about something like it. Might have been 13. You know, I tried to stay away from those challenging years. But, and I saw this big old tall brother in the dashiki, you know. And of course, it was the Honorable Mr. Al Lift. And so I stopped on the corner, you know, put my pool stick down, and I listened. And, you know, I learned a little about the differences world and high some capabilities awarded you the freedom of not having to deal with a lot of it, you know, didn't get into that arena just to, you had to have a great, strong heart to be in the arena that he was in at the time. And so it proved all of the facts that I've learned down through the year. He was one of the strongest men that I've ever met because his purpose was enlightening others and coming up with a cure for our illnesses, which was turning our backs and sticking our heads in the sand. Yeah, we were ostriches, or whatever you want. I can't pronounce it. But yeah, we were that big bird that stuck his head in the ground every time danger showed. Leave his butt out, you know. So, and he was enlightening us on the powers that be, which we were without knowing it at the time. And so it was just wonderful to know that people like him even existed, because I grew up around a lot of people saying I didn't know that, and actually I didn't want to know that, you know. And so God helps those that help themselves. I crossed that bridge as soon as I met him, and every time I'd see him on the streets or somewhere out, you know, and he was doing one of his speeches or hitting one of his facts, you know, I made sure that I got a tidbit of that information, and I solely appreciate it so much now that every time I get a chance, I applaud the Honorable Mr. Al Lifton. And, you know, that bridge over troubled water, man. Thank you. by some Swahili lessons. I said, ooh, Mr. Al Lissom used to classes like that back way back in the day. You know, people said, well, you know, because we had folks that, you know, when comedy was fun, because, you know, most comedians sent messages through their dissertations, you like to call them, to other folk, you know, where they pay to come out here and speak, and then on their record, they would add to it and take from it and, you know, insinuate and all of that there, all the great stuff, like this man here. Put all the kiddies in the bedroom. Yeah.
The success of Sanford and Son made Red Fox a star overnight, a face and a voice the nation now knew. But for more than 30 years before that, Red played backcountry juke joints, keeping company with the likes of Bessie Smith, Big Bill Broomsey, Ma Rainey, and the Will Maston Trio, starring Sammy Davis Jr. Payment was often a few beers and a place to change clothes. Next came the stages of black theaters on the south side of Chicago, the east end of Los Angeles, and up in Harlem in New York. The Apollo, the Royal, the Regal. The Chitlin Circuit was the only place black performers worked.
The week of 1951, I think it was, 1952, before I ever worked in a white club. And I lived at Basin Street, east of New York. And I remember the opening night, Steve and Edie were there, and I tried to clean my act up for New York and for big-time nightclub in New York. I tried to clean my act up and slowly going down the drain. And so Steve and Edie said, and when I came off, said, "That's your real show that you've known for while you're here. And so I did, and the next show, unbelievable. I mean, I almost realized standing ovation because people were standing up and they wasn't even.
Red Fox's career has come a long way from those early days, but his nightclub act, performed almost every weekend in Las Vegas, is much the same as it was on the Chitlin Circuit. And yet, despite nationwide and network appearances, Red's ribald act has never been seen on television.
I think this kind of show, the kind of show that I do is good for television, as long as it's any way you can tune in if you like, or turn off if you like, or pay if you want, or don't watch these shows. You know, because people know what I do, and I've been doing it so many years, nothing new.
The following home box office on location presents the uncensored act of an extraordinary comedian, a unique performer who has never resisted on stage or off to speak the lines, the words that will predate laughter.
For as far as clean and what people term dirty, I consider normal because most people use the dark words I use to the day, but I just don't get it until night, so that's what I use them. And it makes a payday for me.
People, it's time for you to be seen. It's time for you to be heard. You got some of the same qualities that Red Fox had, and you don't realize it because of fear. You got to lose it.
and gentlemen, the Silver Bird Hotel and Home Box Office are proud to present Red Fox.
$100, me with two good hands. war, fellas?
Yeah, I wake up in the morning with my $100 and 10 girlfriends.
$100.
I wish I had some homie cost me $100. I'd cut it off and barbecue it.
$100.
Yeah, I used to pimp.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, I pimp. I had to pimp because I was too nervous to steal.
I had a good hoe, though. I had a good hoe to go. In the ghetto, blacks, we call them hoes. Whites call them hoods. Them hoods is hoes. Now, I love a good hoe. This hoe I had only messed up once with my money. That was the first time she met with it. And the last. The night she messed with my money, we went to the hospital together. So the doctor could take my foot out of her hand. Every doctor moving around and take this. I know there's still a lot of folks here wearing glasses. Did you ever take time out to think how far ahead nature was planning us to put ears in the right place in case you had to wear glasses? Our ears could have been somewhere else. But if this meat wasn't here, my glasses would be on the floor. Either that or I'd be wearing goggles. See, you can cut this meat off completely and still hear because the whole is more important than the meat. See, you believe that, don't you, sir? You don't believe that, put your money back in your pocket. See, what if our ears that have been back here? Wouldn't that be something? You'd have to pull your pants down to hear what I'm saying. Can you imagine what an entertainer had to look at in case the crowd was really listening? Imagine that. Jesus. One thing, though, if the ears were back here, wouldn't be too much whispering going on. I know I wouldn't have nothing to say to no fellas. I might whisper to a chick. You got a big ear.
Well, y'all, I'm just getting you all ready for you know who, trying to act like you don't know. Yeah. Keep on acting. Keep on, because I know it's fake. I know you know what's coming down. Yes, on next week's show, I will be bringing you all my 20 people to watch. It'll just be the start, you know, because we got to get through all of January 1st. You know, you just can't look for no 20 great people to find your predictions, because I got some now. I got some predictions. I got some hope and everything else, because like I keep saying, and I continue to say this because I believe it, we deserve every bit of the greatness that's going to be awarded us. But you got to do something. You just can't sit on your couch and expect something. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. I'm getting tired of repeating myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure you catching it. You know, I'm pretty sure you understand what I'm saying. Because, you know, that's the way it is. And if we continue to do what we need to do, and being for real, we can get things going on the real scale. You know, because it's inevitable that we start asking some of the questions that's going to get us, reap us some of the reward. Because, you know, I don't know whether it was fear or just God dogged me, complacency. It stopped from asking questions that we should have been asking, you know, many years ago. But now we are, well, you know, some of the very intelligent ones sold out so quickly that by the time they find out it was, what do they call them, hallucinations in the desert. Yeah, you know, they see them delectable islands in the sand, you know, with the pretty girls under the trees and stuff. And when they get there, they find out it was just an hallucination. That's what a lot of us at that time thought they was rich and whatever. They had just enough money to last a short period of time. And so they, when they moved back into the hood, they had a different opinion of what life was really like, because they had gotten shocked by deception and deceit. If y'all ain't following what I've been talking about, let me tell y'all. We come from an area that is so important to the city of Dallas that they are doing a Grow South Dallas plan. And of course, they have it staked out and cut up in all kinds of pieces. And it's great. It's wonderful. Except that most of it has already been awarded. Oh, man, you know, people have been owning that property and stuff for ages. You know, they was trying to come up with, man, I wonder who owned that property right there. I used to tell people all the time, you go down a major street in South Dallas, all of the major corners are already boarded up, fenced up or whatever. That means that property is not available. Because if you ask who owns it, oftentimes you'd have to go back in the far record book to find out somebody bought it for $10 80 years ago. Yeah, they had something developed on it, but it didn't work, so they tore it down, you know. So they didn't pay me $10 for it, remember? So it's worth that to them. And the developers that come through, you know what I'm saying, and give them a chance. So they ain't selling, they are leasing. So, you know, stuff like that. So when you come through and you find out that, well, the property's already sold, but a man told me he could find out who would lease it to me. You know why that is, don't you? Of whatever type business that you put there, after a year or two, and they find out that your business will work, your lease rate goes up enormously. And if you're forced to give up the business or move out, that same exact type of business moves in. You know? Yeah, y'all don't hear me. Buying up all your old stuff for a little bit of nothing and starting the same type of business. And then by the time you find out, that's the man that owned the property doing it. Or it's too late. You know, stuff like that. So all in all, you got to start questioning and doing what you do best way you can and everything. Because sooner or later, you're going to find out you got to fight for some of the stuff that you want. So, since you wasn't able to fight many, many years ago when you were a little boy, and people was telling you it wasn't the right time and stuff, left up to you, it ain't never be the right time because you got yours. I know I was down in South Dallas a long while back, many years ago, before we started the Bon-Ton reunion. And I was telling people that, you know, we got to start coming together. We got to start, you know, I didn't know nothing about them. Social media at the time. There wasn't no social media. This is in the early 90s and stuff. We were just trying to figure out how to keep getting crowds together so we started the Bon-Ton reunion. And God willing, we're going to have the best one ever in 2017. I will be handing out cards to that effect, recruiting new members of the Bon-Ton family and friends, and we are going to make a stand in America for Bon-Ton family and friends. And we're going to recreate the Bon-Ton reunion of 1996, the first one, the whole nine yards. We're going to do church. We're going to do party. We're going to do it all. And we are going to have a blast from the past. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And a few other things, you know, sock hop here and there, and whatever, and just have some fun. So think about it sometimes and do what we do. Continue on the road, but remember, always spread the word. The Monday show will be for a minute now with Uncle Billy spreading the word. So just keep the faith. And who is that song? Let's Do It Again. I don't know. But we are going to continue on with something different. And I hope everybody did what they wanted to do when they came home for Christmas. So I'm going to do this.
Bells will be ringing, the bells will be ringing. Oh, what a Christmas blue and blue. I'll be the gold. I have no friends. Richly greeted once again.
find something else. And that ain't the one I wanted, y'all. So that ain't what I wanted. See, we got to figure out. For us to get out the mess we in, everybody got to believe this. You know.
Well, you know, this show is still sponsored by Mr. Al Wash,
Big Al Wash, Cedric the Entertainer, be here February 10th. ALWE is sponsoring the show. Packin' Hive Market is sponsoring the show. And Ask Uncle Billy is accepting all sponsorships. And we'll let Jesus work it out.
Thank you.
I'm gonna complain. But then I'm gonna do something about it. Daddy always said, don't complain, don't explain.
I'll have some good days.
Good night, y'all. It was great. I'm glad you all stopped. I hope I elevated your comfort, your consciousness, and just come back tomorrow. You'll get a little bit more. You gain a little, you get a little. So with that all being said, have a great night, a wonderful evening, and please come back. You'll enjoy it more.
So,
with that all being said, thank you for a wonderful evening. Good night from Ask Uncle Billy, Big Al Wash over at ALWE in Packing House Market. Oh, we all care. Eva's House of Barbecue. I hope you all got some of that, them chitlins. I'm eating some now. Y'all have a great evening, and thank you so much.
Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my way.